to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
I'm very well. We just had our teen class last night, which was so much fun. I always have so much fun with them. And so that was a great time. And then today it's sunny out, so I know. If it's not sunny for you guys, I don't know what the weather's going to be when you guys are listening to this, but today it's sunny and it's not freezing, and I'm very happy about that.
Going to get above 32 degrees today.
That's very exciting.
It is.
That's very exciting. And I know that we live in New England, and I should be like, you know, we live in New England, it's going to be cold. That, like, frigid, that it's so cold that you're just like...
It steals your breath, like, reaches inside your lungs and, like...
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
You know, that's a little bit cold. I feel like we almost always have that cold snap week in January, and we're at the end of it, so that feels nice.
Yeah.
We didn't have it last year, so I feel like we got a little spoiled.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't.
We never got that frigid chill where like just going outside is painful.
Last year we had like maybe like a weekend in December that it was, I think it was December, that it was freezing.
Yes, it was Christmas week. It was Christmas weekend.
Was it? And it was like snowing and like it was really crazy because I remember picking up my son at the airport. And, of course, he was flying in from Florida. And, of course, he was dressed like he was flying to Florida.
Right.
And I was like, when he got in the car and he was complaining about the cold, I was like, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, like, you know, we are in Connecticut. but I remember that weekend was really cold because I remember looking at my car and it was like, I don't know, 11 degrees because I had to pick him up at night. So, you know, But anyway, that's all that I remember about last year being cold. Yeah. You're right. There was not a big cold.
No, there wasn't. Not in January. Christmas Eve was cold in 2022. I was driving out to Long Island to my sister's house, and we were supposed to take ferries. They wouldn't run the boats because they were frozen.
Oh, yes,
and I think it was 4 degrees. And I remember I got off the bridges onto Long Island, right? Mm-hmm. And I had to go to the bathroom so bad because I had so much seltzer. And like I found a Burger King and I was like, I don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
But I had to.
Yeah.
And I got out of my car, which was nice and warm, and I'd had the seat heater on. And I got outside and I was like, I think I might die before I get to the door. I was only like 10 feet from the door.
Yeah. No, I've been there, so I understand.
Yeah. So it was really, really cold. I remember that. But January was pretty mild.
Question for you.
Yeah.
What did we do before seat heaters.
We froze our you-know-what's off.
I'm like, I feel like if mine is not on all the time, like, what is wrong with the world, you know? But I know that for most of my years of driving, there was no such thing.
I mean, I didn't have one built into my car until this car, which I got in 2022.
Okay.
And before that, I had one of those ones that you put on top of your car seat and plugged into the cigarette
jack.
But that one would only stay on for 10 minutes at a time. Then you had to unplug it and plug it back in and turn it on again.
Okay.
And I had that for, I want to say 3 years. So it wasn't until like 2019 that I had that feature in my car at all.
Okay.
Though I had used it in other people's cars, of course. And I just think we just froze.
Yeah. So
and we dealt with it.
the first car that I think had one was my Range Rover, and maybe that was like a 2004 or something. And if I get into a car and there's not a heater in the seat, I am like, is this car from, I don't know, 1807? You know, like I'm like completely like, I can't even believe that I have to do this. So I don't know what people did, because now that it's really cold, I mean, I use my seat heater all the time.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm really using it. And, you know, now with like the remote start, like, do I really need to remote start my car? No. Does it really need to be like getting warmed up? No. And I feel like that's probably so bad for the environment, but I'm like, it's freezing, which is also maybe bad for the environment. I don't know. Natural weather. I don't know. But yeah. So that's my big problem with the cold. And you know I don't like to wear a coat.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. So I'm in this weird situation where I live in New England, uh-huh. which I love.
Yep.
The weather in New England is sometimes super cold and super hot, which I don't love, but I love everything else about living in New England.
Okay.
I just don't want to wear a coat.
I understand. Like, they're cumbersome.
So I don't know. Do I need to move? But then, no, like, my friend Shishi moved to South Carolina. I'm pointing. Like, that's South Carolina over there.
And I think that's east or west. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's west.
But she moved down there. And then she sends me pictures this week. And she's all bundled up because they had the same Arctic whatever blast or whatever. And I'm like... Where do you even go anymore?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Everywhere's got weird weather now.
And even my son, it was 50 degrees in Florida. And he was like, it's freezing.
Well, you know, everything is relative.
Exactly. But but yeah, so that's my thing. So maybe we all just need to come together and fix the environment so we don't get any more of these Arctic blasts.
Well, now that would be the thing, wouldn't it?
But I don't know how you control the weather. Because remember, so my mom used to watch all like those daytime soap operas.
Yeah.
And one of them was General Hospital.
Okay.
And I can't remember the dude's name, but he had like this weather machine that Luke and Laura had to find and like make sure that he didn't control the weather.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. That story went all over the place.
That's okay.
But yeah.
From seat heaters.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah.
So good.
We have to all do something about this Arctic weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is good for polar bears, but you know, not for Victoria or anybody else. So there's my two cents on the weather.
Okay. Very fair.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The one thing I will add to the seat heating question.
Which I asked about 10 minutes ago.
That's fine. Before the pandemic, we weren't wearing leggings as pants all the time. We had heavier pants.
Oh, yeah.
We were probably warmer. Now, I love leggings. I'm not advocating to get rid of that trend.
They're
very
too.
Comfortable.
I adore them.
But I think our pants were thicker. Now, there's nothing colder than having jeans on in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
But I think in general, like I remember when I was younger, in the winter I'd wear like corduroy pants.
Yeah.
They were warmer pants.
Corduroys.
They were so comfortable.
They were fun. But yeah, no, I like wearing leggings too.
Yeah.
I normally do wear leggings with like something over them though, because I'm going to be me. I'm just going to do what I want to do.
I think that's what you should do.
And, but yeah, you're right. Like it's not, your butt doesn't have that layer. Yeah. Like,
Very thin.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think we were wearing warmer clothes too.
Okay. Okay. So maybe that's it. You know, COVID, man.
It broke everything.
Another thing it broke.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
Just kidding. Seat heaters are very nice.
Yeah, no, they're very nice. If you have the chance to get them in your car, do it.
Yes. External or internal, make it happen. Make it so.
Okay, I do have to ask you a question. Yeah. Do you put yours on in like the warm weather?
I do not.
See, I do because I like the way it feels on my back.
But I have done it if I was injured, you know.
Okay.
If I had like pulled a muscle in my back, I'll turn it on. But then I'm like, man, it's hot in here.
Well, what I do is I put my heater on and then I put the AC on.
I know lots of people who do this.
I'm just, you know what? Maybe I'm just at that age that's what I do.
Yeah.
I feel things like heat really bad sometimes. Those hot flashes, they're a bitch. So sorry for the language, everybody. They're awful.
It's okay. We can now we can swear the whole episode.
Oh, that's
we'll
right.
just flag it as.
Oh, there we go.
As it's adult content.
It's swearing time.
It's swearing time.
And yeah, so yeah.
Buckle up.
So that was that was my question about the seat heaters.
Yeah, that's totally fine. What we're talking about. This week.
What we're talking about.
I'm not even going to try to make a segue.
It totally has something to do with it.
Wait. No, it doesn't.
No.
I was going to try and make a segue and I can't.
There's
so
no
we're
way.
Just going to make a harsh transition.
Okay. Transition time.
Transition time. We're talking about the full moon.
The full moon.
And working with the full moon.
Love working with the full moon.
Isn't she just the best in all her stages and phases?
She really is. And I'll just say what I say every episode. Just love the moon.
Of course.
And the full moon is always like such a gift every month because, you know, like some months we have like the wolf moon and some months we have the harvest moon and like some months it's a super moon. It's just like, you know, for me, it seems like it's a little bit of a surprise, even if I know.
Yeah.
Even if I know, oh, it's going to be a harvest moon and it's going to have like that orange glow. As soon as I see it, I'm like, oh, can you believe this?
You know? Can you believe this moon exists?
Yes. Like so I, yeah, it's a surprise and it's a gift and we're so lucky to have the moon.
And I think this month is the wolf moon. January is
I
wolf,
think it is.
It?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And do you, well, no, I guess nobody lives on Saturn. So, well, yeah. I was going to say, like, when their moons rise, because don't they have, like, 12?
There's a bunch. Jupiter also has a lot of moons.
Yeah, so, like, when their moons rise, like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, are some full moons, maybe, and some aren't full moons, and they're in different stages? I don't know, and, you know.
That would be an amazing thing for a digital artist to render.
That would be.
Like, for NASA to just get us a picture of.
Did you ever see, like, when people do those photographs of the moon phases, and then they put them all together?
Yes.
And, like, over, like, some mountain, and it looks glorious and beautiful. I wonder if it looks like that on Saturn.
It might.
Yeah.
Except I imagine that they'd be dotted at, like, different places in the sky, like, not in a single arc.
True.
Because they probably have their own orbits.
Are all over. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah.
Well, so if any of you are in NASA... Can you please get us
comment
a picture?
Below.
And also get us a picture.
Yes, yes.
Because we want that.
Because that would be super cool. But anyway, our moon is
moon.
Super beautiful and we love her.
We do love her, even if she's one moon and one moon only.
Yes. The full moon is such a great time. You know, we talked about the new moon where we're going to set our intentions.
We did.
And then we talked about the waxing moon where we're going to check in with ourselves on our intentions and, you know, kind of do the road work that's needed for those intentions. And now we're at the full moon.
We're at the full moon.
And we're going to look at our lives and we can be like, what do we need to get rid of?
Yeah. To continue to make this intention happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, the intention's not happening. I'm going to ditch the intention.
Right.
It's what can you shed to make room for the intention to continue to manifest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's good. We've been working on something for 2 weeks now at this point. And so, you know, we can of course, we could say to ourselves at the full moon, well, it's not manifesting because I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
So let me remind myself to do something.
Yeah.
It could be, you could use the new moon, I mean, the full moon as that.
Yes.
Your reminder to do something. But it is, it's a great time that you could check in and whatever you need to let go of, like, let it go. Like, if you are still doing a habit.
Elsa. Okay.
I won't sing, though.
No, I'm not going to sing either.
No. but, like, just... You know, see, well, what is it that I'm doing and what habit am I still participating in? Although I guess you're participating in all your own habits, but what habit am I still doing that's making me not reach my full potential?
Yeah, yeah. And where can I shed that? And I also want, you know, you mentioned something like if you haven't worked toward manifesting, this is a good time to cue yourself to start with that. Please don't guilt yourself if you haven't. Life throws a lot of things at us. We can set an intention at the new moon, and then things are busy for 2 weeks, and it just doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
Like, don't beat yourself up. And, like, sometimes you may set an intention and realize what you actually need during those 2 weeks is to rest. And that's okay,
too. Absolutely. That is okay.
Yeah. So if you don't start working on manifesting your intention until the full moon, don't beat yourself up about it.
No. And you know what? Throw that guilt away with the new moon, with everything you're getting rid of. Be like, I am not carrying guilt because... That's not helping anybody.
No, and what it actually does, what those negative emotions do, and they are important because they shed light on the positive emotions, but what they do when you're trying to manifest is they drop your energy frequency and make it harder to manifest.
Yep.
You want to raise your energy frequency, so show yourself a little self-love.
Mm-hmm. Be kind.
Be kind to yourself.
Yep.
Forgive yourself, just like the moon would do.
Exactly.
The moon's not going to hold you accountable for things.
Nope.
She's just like, I'm up here doing my stuff.
Yeah, she's reminding you, I'm up here, this is time, like, look, I'm full, you can get rid of stuff if you need to. You know, what about, okay, let me ask you this. What about you're working on your intention? And you don't have anything to get rid of,
mm-hmm.
What should you use this new moon for?
This full moon?
This full moon. I'm so sorry,
okay.
Everybody. I'm all over the place today.
It's all right. It's okay. We did mention new moons a minute ago. So, this full moon then can be a good time to kind of just like double down. And like when that happens, when I'm in a position where I'm like, well, there's nothing I need to shed. I just need to keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times what I'll do then is I'll draw down the moon. and ask her to help me continue to stay the course.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
Drawing down the moon is easy. You basically just have to acknowledge her and ask her to help you. Like, there's, like, people, oh, draw down the moon. Ooh, it's a massive ritual. It's not. It doesn't have to be. You can make it one if you like that.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be if you're not someone, like, I like rituals. I don't like when they're so complex that it's going to take me years to prepare for them because I'm busy.
Yeah, and then you lose your momentum along the way because you're so busy, you know, collecting your 27 ingredients that you need that, like, maybe, I don't know, 10 of them you can't even pronounce and you're like, where do I even find this? So you're so busy doing that that you by the time you get to the ritual, you're like, yeah, now I'm drawing down the moon.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then you don't have any energy to actually perform the ritual, and so it doesn't work.
Right.
And then you're like, magic doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you, like, go in that direction.
Yeah.
And again, that's dragging your energy down. So, like,
absolutely,
do what works for you. Stick to your capacity for how you like to perform magic. But in those times, I like to draw down the moon. And so, as an example, my new moon intention this month in January was to lean into authorpreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I would like it to be a more prominent role in my life. And I would like to produce my books and market my books with more intention as opposed to, I'm going to put this out there and see what happens. I actually want to, you know, strategize with it.
Okay.
Right? This is not something that's going to happen in a single lunar cycle.
No.
So knowing that, my goal in January or with this moon cycle has been to work closer to that. All right. So I've done a lot of stuff for it so far.
Mm-hmm. You have.
Yeah, I've been working a lot of nights trying to work on this and, you know, also working more on my books, giving more time to my books. So there's nothing that I want to shed, right? I'm in that position with this full moon of, like, there's nothing I can shed at this time that I want to shed.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things I'd like to shed, but it's not a good time to actually do it for life reasons. So on Thursday, I might draw down the moon and say, all right, help me stay the course. Like, it's tiring. It's basically working yet another job. I'm not going to say it's not tiring. It is.
It is.
But it's worth it to me.
Yep.
And so I might ask her to just, like, give me two more weeks of fortitude to get us to the next new moon. And then I'm going to set, you know, I'm going to refresh the intention and set it again.
Right.
So that might be my whole full moon practice of just drawing her down and asking her to help me dig deep. Continue to dig deep.
I like that. Yeah. And that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because, yes, not always are we at the full moon. We're like, okay, these are the things I have to get rid of. Because sometimes you don't have to get rid of anything. I am the person, because I do that, like, negative self-talk.
Okay.
That I always need to get rid of something.
Okay.
Because I'm always at that point that I'm like, I'm trying not to, but I still did it. And then I feel bad. So I don't want to feel bad. I want to, you know, like, the next 2 weeks I want to work on my actual real intention that I set. So I don't really run into that a lot where I can, you know, I need to call on the full moon to help me just, you know, to continue giving me the energy to get something done. I always feel like I have something I need to let go of that's not great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I think one of the interesting things about working with the moon in that way is it's kind of like from new moon to full moon, you're uncovering the narratives perhaps that you can shed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, the thing, it's like doing shadow work in that first stage of the lunar cycle. And a lot of people will save that for the waning moon because you're getting rid of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it just doesn't work that way, because sometimes you have to set the intention to figure out what shadow work you even need to do.
Because
it's not like shadows, it's not like you work with them once and they're just, like, gone all the time forever. You have to work with them many times, like imposter syndrome. I worked with that for 20 years before I finally got on the other side. Like, it just takes time sometimes. And I think it's important to be forgiving with yourself if, you know, everyone else is, like, adding stuff to what they're doing during the waxing moon, and you're the one who's shedding stuff, and then you're adding stuff when it's waning. Like, I think that's fine. Everyone's got to find their own rhythm to work with her. And, you know, like I said, sometimes we need to set the intention to figure out what part of what narratives we're ready to shed. Mm-hmm. At the full moon.
I think that you just stepped on, like, a really good point there. You may find that the moons mean something different to you. That you may find that when the full moon is out, that's when you want to set your intentions. And you know what? That's okay. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Exactly.
The moon is just there to remind you, oh my goodness, time is going by. We just had the new moon 2 weeks ago. Now it's 2 weeks. We've now had the full moon. In two more weeks, we're going to have another new moon. Use it as just your timer almost, as your clock to let you know. But if you want to do things opposite from everybody else, that is your ritual. Just write your, you know, just change some wording in your ritual. Just change some things that you do in your ritual. And, you know, you make it your own. Because I think that that's one of the most important things about your practice. Is making it your own. Every part of it.
Yeah.
And if you're not feeling it, don't do it.
Yeah.
Do what you're feeling. Because then that's going to really work for you.
100%.
If you try to be like, oh, I'm gonna set my intentions because that's what everybody else is doing at this time or something. Or no, like if it's not working, if you don't really feel it in your heart, then, you know, just do what you want to do. And you don't have to tell people. If you were sitting in on a full moon ritual and everybody else is, you know, okay, I'm going to think about what's not working for me and, you know, start that whole routine. But for you, you're setting your intentions. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can really do that. Even though the main ritual is nine other people are doing something else, you can still join in. And you can either share what you're doing or you don't even have to share what you're doing. But you know what? Rituals are all about getting together and helping each other do what we need to do on our path.
Exactly.
So don't feel like because everybody else is doing something a certain way that you have to do it that way. Because you don't. The moon is just there to remind you.
Yeah. And to keep giving you more chances. As you said on a previous episode, you know, she's new. She'll be new again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss the mark this new moon, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
Try again.
She's very forgiving.
She's very forgiving. And the other thing I want to add to what you were just saying is some people believe that you can only draw down the moon when she's full. You can draw her down anytime. It's just when she's dark or new, it's a little harder to find mm-hmm. her in the sky. So you usually have to use an app to like,
right.
or some other tool to know where she is. You know, because usually, like when I draw down the moon, I like to look at her
mm-hmm.
as I'm doing it. I'm not always outside. I might look at her through a window, but like I like to be able to see her or at least be facing where she is in the sky, directionally speaking. Because sometimes when I'm ready to draw down the moon, she's below my horizon line. So, mm-hmm. you know, I like to just like face where she is. But I think one of the reasons a lot of people draw down the moon when she's full is because it's easy to see her or easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, if you want to draw her down when she's a dark moon or a new moon or a waxing moon or almost finished waning, that's totally fine. It's just you might have to either work harder to find out where she is
mm-hmm.
or mm-hmm. just kind of use the sky overall, which is also okay to do.
Right.
So, yeah, it's everything is 100% customizable. Mm-hmm. The only thing that is a must is it has to resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
It has to feel true to you. If it doesn't, your magic might feel like it doesn't work that well
because
mm-hmm. it's not in alignment with you.
Yes, yes. And it's just like you can make moon water whenever you want to.
Yeah.
You know, and just label
She's always
it.
There.
This is the waxing moon. This is new moon. I actually just was creating some oil for Imbolc.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically saying that, you know, what I was reading, that, you know, you should use like the waxing moon energy. And I thought, okay, that's great. So I'm going to use some waxing moon, you know, water, which I had, which was great. But then as I was doing it, I was like, I feel like there needs to be some full moon mm-hmm. water in here.
For all that light?
Yeah. I feel like that, because that's what Imbolc's about. You know, we're bringing in the light. The full moon is so luminous. And, you know, I added it in. Nobody told me to or anything like that. Just like my intuition told me, like, this is what this needs.
Love that.
You know, and that's why I always say, like, when you're creating oils or incense or whatever you want to create for yourself, if you feel like an ingredient is not quite for you, or if you like all the ingredients and you still want to include ingredients, that's what you should do. And the same thing with the moon. You should use your intuition to kind of connect with her.
100%. And that's one of the reasons that I don't like using over complex rituals, because I know in the moment I'm going to make changes. I like to plan them ahead because I like to have some sort of foundation to go in with. But I know that my intuition is probably going to be like, you know what, do this, not that, or mm-hmm. add this in, or don't include that after all. And if it's too many things, I get stressed.
Yep.
So I like a more simple approach. But yeah, I think it's really important to follow your instincts, especially when working with the moon. She's so much about intuition that it's like, if you're purposefully trying to ignore or suppress your intuition, you may find it hard to work that magic because the moon is like what fuels our intuition in a lot of ways, I think.
It does. And it does. I agree with you.
Yeah. And, or opens the gates to it, or however you want to think about it. She's integral to it in a way. So, you know, it's really important to make space for that and to be kind to yourself when you're making space for that. And like, even if you wrote down a ritual or a spell in your grimoire, you know, maybe you'll change it just the once. Maybe you'll find yourself changing it every single moon cycle. And then you might want to like actually edit the way you wrote it down. You don't know. And it's important to keep that flexibility alive for yourself and like not judge it.
You know, I was thinking about how just last night, this is why I think we definitely have known each other for 8 million years.
Oh, yeah.
That exact thing, how the moon is tied into our intuition. And it's just so funny that you said that. I just wanted to add that. Like, it's just so funny that you said that because I was like, I was just thinking this last night. And I almost text you.
Oh, my goodness.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know how sometimes I overthink things? A little bit.
We all do.
And and I was like, And there was something that I was saying. I was like, no, I'm not punching that in here. It's just, you know, I want to just make that connection between the moon and intuition. And yeah. And that's just funny that you just said all that because I was like, that's exactly what I'm thinking. But okay.
Who knows? Maybe we had this conversation in a past life
maybe
before.
Maybe we did.
Maybe we've had it in every life before.
Maybe we did. Well, we had our lizard familiars and frog familiars. Sorry, everybody. The teen class last night was about familiars. So,
and Victoria and I are not personally inclined to have familiars.
No.
But yeah. Yeah, I think that's really important to remember. And also, oh, this is another thing. If you feel like you don't have anything to shed, one of the things you can do at the full moon, if you don't feel like you need her help digging deep, is you can ask her to enhance your intuition. And to enhance your connection to it. Like, that's definitely something that, like, you can ask of the moon at any time, but I feel like asking it when the full moon is there is extra potent because it's just, like, that much more visual energy. And, you know, it's just a really good time if you like to pull cards for yourself or use a pendulum or even just meditate and, like, try and connect with your soul, do some automatic writing or free drawing or whatever. It's a really nice time to just connect to your intuition. And even if you're not doing it with a specific intention in mind, when we connect to our intuition on a regular basis, it stays strong for us so that when we need it at any time, it can come forward and help us, help guide us. And I think that's a nice way to use the moon.
I like
work
that.
With the moon. I think so too. Work with it.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
the full moon is, you know, it always upsets me too, like when it's a full moon and it's cloudy.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I'm like, damn.
It's like when
damn the clouds.
It's like when there are comets flying around up there or
right. If there's something happening and it's cloudy, I'm like, wah wah, what the heck's going on? You know, I will still go to try to watch her rise. Yeah. And see if I could see her in between the clouds. And I've gotten some great photos.
Oh, yeah, they're gorgeous.
Of that. But it's always, there's like a little disappointment that month. Like, she doesn't really get to show her true beauty, but she's still beautiful. But,
of course.
You know, there's always like a little bit of like, you know, I still think she's potent and there's nothing wrong. I want to see her.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Because like you look forward to it for weeks.
Yeah, you do.
And then it's cloudy and you're like,
you do.
It's just like a glow spot in the sky, which is still really cool.
Right. No, it is. It's always funny to me because I always feel like the moon's full. And then, like, it's not. Like, they're, you know,
it's not like when it's waxing.
Yeah, when it's waxing, it's, like, you could see that progression. At least I can. I mean, maybe I'm not paying enough attention. But, you know, you see that, you know, oh, my gosh, there's a little sliver in the sky, and this is so exciting. I feel like the moon's full, and she's beautiful. And, you know, maybe she's, you know, I know she's not 100% full for like those 3 days, but when she's 97% full,
yeah, she's full.
And then all of a sudden she's like, you know, 50% full. And I'm like, what happened? Like,
Where, how did we get there so fast?
What's going on? So I always think that that's that makes me chuckle. But I know that she does it in the same speed that she's waxing.
Do you think that that perception is because, like, when we have the new moon, yes, we'll work with the new moon energy for a few days sometimes, but, like, you start to see the sliver pretty quick. Like, you can, because it's, like, it's light when there wasn't any before.
Yes.
It's very noticeable. But when she's full or close to full, the close to full can look, I think sometimes she can look full for, like, a week.
I feel like that, too.
Yeah.
You know, there, it's more than the two or three days or whatever, you know, like, because, you know, when you have the new moon, the dark moon, when there's no moon in the sky, you know, it's not that long. It's not, you know, it's not like a week or anything like that. You know, it is about 2 or 3 days because, yes, you start seeing that little sliver and it's very exciting. But, yeah, with the full moon, she starts to get smaller, but I think that, yeah, it's not as noticeable when you're losing light as when you're
seeing it come
light,
back for, you know, the first time. Yeah.
So that's probably it. But, you know, and there's probably, like, so many reasons for it, but I'm just always like, wait a second. Where'd she go? She was just full the other day. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so for me, I'm a new moon to full moon type of gal. I like that. I mean, I like all the periods of the moon, but that to me is like, I love watching her. I love, you know, and maybe I just need to watch her more closely for the full to new phase because, you know, she is losing some light a little bit at a time, but I'm just like, she's gone. You know?
Where'd she go?
The moon's gone.
Who saw her exit?
Yeah. What's going on here? Yeah. So
I know too, sometimes she goes through periods where she's up in the day. And not at night.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that scientifically has something to do with her phase of losing light. Like, is she up in the day more when she's waning as opposed to waxing? So do we notice it less because, like, I mean, obviously you can still see her when she's up in the day, but it's not as
dramatic.
As dramatic, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, usually I'm usually paying the most attention to when the moon is rising. When it's full moon.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the Northeast where we live, it's always like the first night it's, you know, like, I don't know, six something. And then, you know, it goes like an hour later, you know, every night. So I think that that's what happens. I think what happens is the waning moon starts rising at like 1 a.m. And I'm not really at the beach watching the moon rise then or anything like that. And I think that what's really happening is, like you said, it's really up during the day and I'm not paying as much attention.
Yeah, because she doesn't stand out as much.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's hard for her too when the sun is up.
Right, I'm paying more attention to the sun because I'm like, oh, the sun's up and I love the sun, you know? So I think that is what happens. But yeah, I always feel like, wow, this happened really quick. So, you know, and I know scientific and a scientist could tell me the whole thing and I'll still be like, the month later, that was quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, perception is really important.
Yeah.
It is really, I mean, like, just think about, like, retrogrades. Like, that's all perception. The planets don't actually move backwards. That's ridiculous.
Right, right.
Scientifically speaking, it makes no sense.
Right.
But, you know, so, yeah, perception is really important. And, like, that's where we get the whole, like, apogee, perigee thing. Like, I know that it actually is a little bit closer, but, like, it looks so much bigger. Yeah. You know, when the moon is 20% bigger, it's like, it takes up the whole sky.
Yeah, there's times with those super moons that you feel like, we're pulled right to the moon.
Yeah, like right I could just take a few steps and I'd be there.
And I could
wouldn't die at all without lack of atmosphere.
Not at all.
I'd be totally safe.
Sometimes, okay, so this is going to sound really funny, but we both watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
Okay?
Love that show.
And there's a recent episode, because I don't want to give anything away to anybody, but there's a recent episode where Nandor says that he can fly into, you know, outer space. And does he call it outer space? I think he does. But, you know, I think about, like, you know, oh, like, that's true. If vampires could fly, could they fly to the moon, you know? And and I find myself, like, you know, thinking silly things like that, but that was such a fun episode.
That is a fun episode. They're all fun episodes.
And I love them, but, you know, yeah. When he starts saying that, I was like, wait a second. That's true. Because they don't need oxygen.
No.
Right? Do
I
they?
I don't think they do. Why would they? They're not.
Yeah,
alive.
Like if they're you know, they're not. Yeah. So yeah. So anyway, that's my little What We Do in the Shadows shout out, because I love that show.
It's so good. It's so good.
So good.
If you're listening in January to our Wolf Moon, our full moon is going to be in Leo.
Oh. What does that mean?
So that's a really good time to shine, to focus on creative projects, to focus also on like stepping out onto the stage and like being confident. It's a time to take care and remember not to lose all humility, though. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be cocky. Mm-hmm. We want to be confident. There's a huge difference.
Okay, yeah, huge.
So please think about that as you go forward. But Leo's a really good time to focus on like how you want to be seen, how you want to stand in the spotlight, what mm-hmm. spotlight you want to be in, how do you want your contributions to this world to be admired and thought well of by others?
Oh, neat. Okay. Good thing to keep in mind. And you know what? I've noticed the past few days I've been getting more creative.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's some Leo energy already coming out. Because the full moon is on
Thursday.
So for anybody who's like listening to this, you know, what date is that? That's the
Thursday
25th?
Is 3 days from now. So that's the 25th.
Okay.
And look at your birth chart too. See what else is happening in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say that the moon on Thursday is going to be trine Neptune, which is to me just delicious, because like Neptune is all about like dreams and mm-hmm. mystical stuff. And
ooh.
It can be a little bit foggy sometimes, but I feel like when the moon is in a favorable aspect to Neptune, it's a really like this is a really good opportunity to take your dreams and take steps to make them a reality.
Okay.
I'm not saying that on Thursday you're going to wake up and all your wildest dreams will have come true. That's probably not realistic.
Yeah, no, probably not.
But if there's something that you can do at this full moon to make your dream a reality, this is an opportunity to do it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know all about these planet placements and everything.
It's so
cool.
Oh,
I can't
you.
Keep it all. I can't keep track of it all. So I have to like write in my calendar, you know, moon in Leo. And
I mean, I looked it up before we started our podcast.
I know that. But like still, I can't keep, you know, track of anything. So
I mean, that's it gets easier with study. I've actually slowed my studies to absorb it better. Because, I was trying to push to do like a year's worth of classes
mm-hmm.
per year. To stay on track with the certification. But like I'm slowing down so I can absorb it more, because I find that I just do better with that. So.
Well, it's neat. It's
thank
neat.
You. I enjoy it.
Are we pulling cards?
We're going to pull cards.
And what deck are we using?
We are using Earthly Souls and Spirits Moon Oracle Guidebook by Terry Foss. And this is a deck that you have, and I fell in love with it because you pulled cards from it one day, and I'm like, what is that? I want it.
So,
and I bought it.
I love this deck because there's, I love it for many reasons, but there's one card in here, and I don't remember what card it is, but there's three, mm-hmm. There's three witches together, and one has brown hair, one has white hair, one has red hair. So it's always made me think of me, you, and Eden.
Yes.
Like practicing some ritual. So like this deck has become like really personalized for me, you know, like.
I know exactly.
I don't know the image you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that Terry Foss has written it especially for me, but maybe.
Maybe that is what happened
out there. But yeah, it's a really beautiful deck. If you ever get the chance to get it, you should.
Definitely.
Okay, let me pick a card for all of us.
Which one did you pick?
I picked Gratitude.
Ooh. Lovely. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, we'll post the picture on Instagram, but, you know, with this up, I'd like to, you know, it's got the full moon in it, so I'd like to just say the full moon's also a good time to express gratitude. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's really beautiful. The colors are beautiful.
Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things. And that is a quote by Robert Brault, I guess. That's how you say his name? I might be butchering that, and I apologize. This is all about appreciation, love, and contentment. The feeling of gratitude transforms all that you have into all that you need. Life in its entirety gets put into perspective if you sum up everything you already have. Family, love, health, true friends, a home, a career, and so much more. Begin by feeling content with all that is most important in your life. The continuous urge for impulse purchases only offers a temporary sense of gratification. This feeling disappears very quickly, and you will soon forget that you even spent your hard-earned money on. What you spent your hard-earned money on. Shift your focus onto what you already have. Giving thanks for the important constants in your life should take precedence over the want for endless new things. Gratitude is realizing life is the most fragile and glorious gift. And the intention is to open your arms to let love and gratitude in. Look for beauty, be humble, give to others, and say thank you often.
Oh, I love it.
I do too.
And she has her arms all open, like she's going to hug the full moon.
She looks that way, for sure. And I would just say, like, if you need help with this, watch the news, because there's so much going on in the world that many of us don't have to deal with on a daily basis. And it makes it really easy to feel gratitude. And I don't mean that from like a hashtag blessed situation. Please don't be that person. But just like if you're struggling to find gratitude in something. Sorry, Victoria's trying so hard not to laugh right now.
I just never thought that I would hear you say hashtag blessed. And I know that you're saying it in a way that like people wouldn't say it, but I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can laugh. It's all good. But yeah, it's a really good opportunity, you know, especially like when you're striving. Or like, you know, I take this card like not only about purchases, because not everybody likes to make a lot of purchases. So, you know, like that's an example, but you know, we're all always striving and have goals, and that's wonderful, but it's very easy in working toward those goals to forget what we're grateful for and forget what we already have. So this is a good opportunity to acknowledge that. And again, if you're looking for something to shed at the full moon, even if just for a few days, shed the striving just for a few days and sit in that place of gratitude.
I think that it's always hard to be grateful for what we already have.
Yeah.
We're always thinking about the next thing and, you know, and, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad trait or anything like that. It's, you know, it's a very driven trait, but, you know, we do need to step back sometimes.
Yes.
And show gratitude and be grateful for everything. So I love this card, and I love it because like it's so many purples and blues and greens. Yeah. So I'm going to post this card, on the Instagram so that you can see it. And I'll put the information for the deck on there too.
Awesome. Thank you. You're getting welcome. So good at that. Look at you, Miss Instagram Maven.
Well, you know, my thing for this, my intention was an actual thing that I'm doing for the new moon was posting on Instagram every day. And I have to tell you, I missed a day. And I almost like was mad at myself. And then I was like, wait, let that go.
Yeah.
Like,
the intention
know,
is still
things,
good.
Things came up, you know. So I'm trying to be good about it. And, you know, I have it written on my calendar now, like what I'm posting and, you know, yeah. It feels very weird. Still, I don't know if I'll ever be used to this social media stuff. Because I still want to be like, hey, for the shop, let's put an ad in the newspaper. I don't even know if there is a newspaper
there
anymore.
There is a newspaper still.
Okay. Okay.
And you can put ads in it.
Okay.
If you ever decide you want
like,
to.
But, you know, I don't even know where to get the newspaper anymore to, like, read. Like, did you ever notice, like, when you go somewhere, there's no newspapers for sale. So that's my little thing about Instagram and newspapers. And, you know, so it's still a little bit of a challenge. And I think it probably just will be because I just didn't grow up with it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I mean, same. I've never really loved social media. I'm trying to be more active. I still don't love it. I'm still blogging and I have my newsletter. And like, I might just someday switch to just doing those. We'll see.
Yeah.
I think taking it day by day is good. Having a goal is good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you miss a day, you miss a day.
Right.
You can't get it back.
Right. No, you can't. You can't.
It's not like with a blog where you can adjust the schedule, the posting date to be in the past.
Right. Yeah. So, no, you're right. I think that it's just the way of the future. And, you know, I want to be able, I don't want to be like totally in the dark ages.
Oh, see, I would like to be in the past.
So
maybe not the dark ages.
I'm going to try to continue. So, you know, posting things on our page for This Magical Life, you know, helps me to remember I have to post things.
You're the best.
Yeah. So, you know, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, yeah. So that's my big contribution to the world.
Hey, I think it's a good one. You know, someone might see that and be like, that card really speaks to me.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go practice some gratitude.
Absolutely.
And so, might benefit their magical practice. So, yeah, it is a contribution to the world.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So cool.
All right.
You know your witch posting. If. Do you have one?
I actually don't this time. I can come up with one, but if you've got one.
I really don't because, you know, I keep saying, I always thought that the moon was a very witchy thing. But yeah. I'm realizing now it's not. People are really looking at the moon for spirituality kind of thing. So I really like that. They feel like the moon helps guide them and that helps guide their spiritual practice, whether they're religious or they're not religious.
Right.
So that, and again, this is just my, you know, what I feel like. So I kept trying to think, is there like a witchy one? Like, you know, you're a witch if, you know, you follow the moon. No, I think everybody follows the moon now.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, you're a witch if you're really excited that everybody's starting to follow the moon because it's just, she's so glorious and she's there and we should all follow her and she's beautiful.
100%.
So yeah. So
I love that.
You know, everybody's doing it now.
I love that.
All the kids are doing it, Margaret.
all the kids are with the moon.
Yeah.
See, now that's something in the future that I can get behind. Yeah. I have trouble with social media, but following the moon, yeah. I could definitely get behind.
Exactly. Exactly.
A good one to be sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much. And blah, blah, let me try that again. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next week when we're going to be talking about
the waning moon. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Stay magical, everyone. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.